Yeah, you see, my grandfather was around 18, and I expect he was in the 30s then, see.
Oh, yes. Now, what part of Germany did your folks come from? Do you recall,
my folks,
do you know?
My granddad, he came from Delian.
From where?
Delian.
Now, what part is that in?
Hard for me to tell you where that is in Germany. But he was a herring fisherman.
Well, first question here is, if you met someone early in the morning, how would you greet them? What would be your way of saying, of greeting them? The fact it's in the morning.
I'd say good morning to them.
And Carl, would you say the same?
Well, when I was a boy, you know, I talked German all the time. I'd say Guten Morgen.
Guten Morgen. And now you would say?
Good morning.
Yes. And up until what time of the day would you say good morning? Up until 12 o'clock? Or what would you say afternoon, after the noon meal, if you met someone? Then it would be what?
Well, I'd probably say hello or hi or good afternoon to him, I think.
I'd say hello to him, mm-hmm. I think.
And then in the
guten
evening?
Guten Abend, in the evening, you know, guten Abend.
That means good evening?
Yeah.
But in English, you would say it how?
Good evening, yeah.
Yes. And would that be after the evening meal, or after 6 o'clock, or just after it gets dark, probably? What would be
around the evening meal, something like that.
Yes.
You know, we had a lot of company them days. They visited a lot, you know, and came with their carriages and stuff, and they stayed for dinner and supper them days, you know.
That was a good old neighborly time.
Yeah.
If a man started working just as the sun comes up, we would say he started working at, just as the sun is coming up, you'd say he started work at what?
He started working at dawn.
At dawn, or in terms of the sun, what would you say?
Sunrise.
At sunrise?
Yeah.
What would you say?
Well, I'd say at sunup.
More likely that you would say sunup or sunrise then?
I'd say in my time it was sunup.
Until?
Sunset.
And I'd agree there.
You did it?
Yesterday.
Before.
Yesterday.
And how would you say that?
Yesterday.
That?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yes. And the project, the job?
I'd say tomorrow.
All right. Be the,
pull my watch, and of course, them days it was sun time.
It was sun time then. Yes. What time would you call that?
7:30.
7:30. And what would you call it?
7:30, possibly.
7:30.
Okay. When then?
I'd say a quarter till.
And what would you call it?
I'd say that too, I mean.
A quarter.
Quarter till.
This year.
Okay. And something that happened just 12 months ago, you might say that happened when?
A year ago.
I'd agree on that.
That would be?
A year ago.
Thank you. How would you describe the fact that, let's say it was cloudy all day long, and then late in the afternoon the clouds began to clear, you saw the sky and the sun shining. How would you describe that kind of change of the weather?
I'd say the weather's clearing. A good day for tomorrow.
Weather's clearing. And would you
it's going to be a good day tomorrow.
All right. What do you call the storm in which you have lightning and thunder?
Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm.
Any other name that you ever have used for that?
Well, some use electrical storm, but...
Not you.
No.
Downpour.
Yeah, cloudburst sometimes. You call it a goose drowner.
Glad to hear you say. If the wind were strong all day, you might say the wind